The goings on, July 2021. Summer is officially here, and while I love having the freedom from schoolwork with our baby girl, I could certainly do without the humidity. Notice I didn't say heat. We have been getting a very steady supply of rain. As a result, our temperatures has yet to creep up too high. The results on the humidity, on the other hand, is a whole other story. Just checking the mail guarantees a clothing change. Let's just say we are washing a lot more than usual. Fortunately, much of what we have growing now actually enjoys the humid weather. Guess we just have to deal with it. While the rainfall ensures everything is lush and green, it also makes it increasingly difficult to manage pests. Squash bugs, aphids, slugs, leafhoppers, the list goes on. They all thrive when the environment is moist. Not to mention, many of our treatments for pests have to be reapplied after a rain. So you see how busy we've been. We have watermelon, tomatoes, and most recently, some of our beans fighting the above pest. The fight continues, but we will stay vigilant. Proper weeding goes a long way towards keeping the pests at bay. They have fewer places to hide and are easier to remove manually, and much easier for our organic sprays to find their desired audience. This too has been a challenge due to the rain. Even with a scheduled program of weeding, things can easily get out of hand. We find it best to spend a little time each day weeding. As we do, we often find pests and are able to destroy them as we go, killing two birds with one stone. Thankfully, the pests have been a minimal problem in the high tunnel. Our pest exclusion system is certainly doing its job. The traps are changed out bi-weekly, and the information is recorded. In the image to the right, you can see the cabbage looper and squash vine borer moths are eliminated from the inside of the tunnel. We are certainly thrilled to have any assistance in keeping the pests at bay. All the hard work, we needed to get away. It was only a day that we got to break, but it did just what it was supposed to. We felt so refreshed and ready to get back to the grind. We're planning more of these little mini vacays because we recognize this time together is vital, a vital part of what helps us to face day-to-day challenges, along with staying vigilant in prayer, meditating on God's word, and building our faith. These essentials cannot be lacking in our lives. It's okay to pause the form, to refocus. Harvest. We began this month by harvesting our garlic. The oddest thing happened with it. It was ready about 60 days earlier than projected. A few of our bulbs actually over-matured and split. With the wild weather we have had, we weren't actually sure why. It could have been that this rate of growth is normal for our particular zone. These split heads, though, will make up some of our seed stock for the next season. In a couple of weeks, we will place them into the freezer to cold stratify them so that they are ready to plant come October. Funny how when you're a farmer, you're always planning. We learned, though, exactly which varieties are good for growing in our soil and climate. You can check out our analysis over on our YouTube channel. We also harvested our first and second round of potatoes. The first batch was our superior early potato. We planted 5 pounds and sadly only got 5 pounds back. We aren't sure if it's the variety or again the weather. Our second batch, a red variety, of which we planted 5 pounds, yielded only 6 pounds. What is going on? While this is pretty horrible, we believe we know what the culprit is and have now taken steps to correct this issue with soil nutrients. Whether or not we are successful will be told with our third and fourth succession planting, which has already been done. We're hoping for the best. Look out for those results in the August and September newsletters. We harvested our corn and potatoes on the same day. The corn harvest was really good for us. If you followed our journey, then you know that over the last few years, we've tried our farmer hands at growing corn. First failure was soil content. Next issues was ants. This year, we have applied all the lessons learned and came out on top. We only wish we had planted more. It's definitely been trial and error, but much like the final success we had with carrots, we're well on our way to being even more successful with corn. We know it's risky, but we will be planting one more succession planting of corn this month of July. Stay tuned for those highly anticipated results. While we love having a bumper crop, we are happy to accept whatever the earth gives us back. So if it's 5 pounds, it's 5 pounds of naturally grown produce that we didn't have before. Tomatoes are growing very nicely. If we can keep the leaf hoppers and worms off, we should be good for the year. In our family garden, we planted mostly paste tomato varieties. We used tomatoes so often that we needed to restock on our salsa, tomato sauce, and this year we hope to can some whole and diced stewed tomatoes. If they keep producing as they are, then there should be no issue. In the high tunnel, we have plenty of salad tomatoes or snacking tomatoes. These are excellent in salads or just eating as a nice snack. Zucchini in the high tunnel is doing fairly well, while our squash and zucchini in the family garden had to be pulled due to being overrun with pests. Squash bugs, aphids, leafhoppers, you name it, they had it. While it was a little upsetting, we did get to store quite a bit for the year, so not all was lost. Perennials. Perennials are a favorite of ours. We like that no muss, no fuss kind of life that they offer. On our property, we have fruit-bearing trees, bushes, and vines that fall into this category, as well as a number of herbs, and of course, asparagus. Our newly established asparagus bed is doing fantastic. Our 5-year-old asparagus bed finally gave us asparagus berries, better known as asparagus seed pods. We have collected these to save until we can figure out where we can establish a third asparagus bed. Can you tell we love asparagus? Mint and lemon balm are doing great. We recently began dehydrating them and combining them with other herbs like basil to make loose leaf tea. We'll continue to experiment and we will let you know when our certified naturally grown tea is available for purchase. Our newly established rosemary bushes have been accidentally weeded and cut with a lawnmower and hedger, and somehow they're still alive. Spanish lavender is flowering, while the English lavender is just as green and lush as you would expect it to be after as much rain as we've had. Chances are they will not flower this year, but I'm holding out hope. We are most excited about our muscadine vines. We told you about them last month, but wanted to show you how much they've grown. I'm not sure when these will be ready for harvesting, but we're keeping a real close eye on them. The phlox. The chicks are growing nicely. We settled on names for them, Zig and Zag. Zig is the one that is genetically belongs to the hen, and Zag is the brown one. They are very funny. If you missed our video documenting the experience of dealing with a broody hen and meeting our chicks for the first time, you can watch it over on our YouTube channel. Shrillex is the best mama hen ever. I absolutely love the calls she does at breakfast and dinner. It's so adorable. Did you know roosters will make a similar call to let his girls know when he's found food? Since we have allowed Shrillex to hatch these chicks, almost all the hens have tried going into brooding mode. It has made daily egg harvest quite interesting. One of our girls, the sassiest brooder, even growls when we open the nesting box. Growls. Quite interesting. What she doesn't know is that we plan to let one of them hatch out chickens again around September. I'm sure she will be pleasantly surprised. We hope to get more females as this batch will begin to slow in their egg production by next spring. The other flock or herd that is growing is the rabbits. The babies are now 2.5 weeks old and are already eating veggies and getting into mama's feed. They have mama's taste for fennel, but they really don't care for tomatoes. Ty is creating them their own channel, and we may even give them their own Instagram page as well. We both have to just find the time to get it done. So stay tuned. We've got so much more to tell you, but we will save that for next month. Stay dry and hydrated. Keep growing, from our family to yours. What to look out for this month on our YouTube channel? What was our favorite snap bean this year and why? How do we skin our tomatoes for processing tomato sauce and salsa? Cold stratification, how and why? Turn unsightly spent sunflowers into chicken feed. The rain also made it impossible to record 2 videos we had planned for you guys last month. We hope to get those done this month as well. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe.